On Sports Today, the coaches back-to-back for Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882, 6PR.
I know at one stage he was holding up four fingers. I think he was hoping for six. How are you, Ross Lyon?
Very well, Brad.
You were just signalling 4 seconds to play, or...?
Yeah, I was down there as a theatre going. Michael Johnson turned around and saw me and asked how long, and the president relayed 4 seconds, so I had up the four. It was irrelevant at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, but still, mate, I suppose it's just one of those games where you come away from, even though you didn't get the points, that you certainly would derive a lot of positives.
Yeah, enormous amount. The way we competed, we never gave up. We won the ball exceptionally well. You know, I think the ground ball battle was 40 or something, which is a real aim going in. But at the end of the day, our forward line in particular, their positioning was really costly for us and allowed them to get back on us. And either end of the ground, we made some errors. But they're quite easily fixed. So we'll go through them in the review and become a smarter footy team and turn things around.
Only needed one more to go through the major opening and you were home.
Yeah, but that's the lessons that we're going to get out of this game. They're a very smart football team, and Bartow and Taylor, Enright and Mackey, particularly the half-back line, really slaughtered us on the rebound. So our forwards position, we had a couple of young forwards, Crozier, but in particular our front half was... Their positioning wasn't what we're about, and it was really costly and hurt the team. So we can fix that.
Ross, the first half and the second half was a stark contrast in conditions, wasn't it? Because you were kicking into what seemingly was a fairly healthy breeze in the first quarter, and it just completely dropped away after half time. So did you find that your forwards, when you're talking about your structure, they did have to roll down the ground a little bit too far at times, you know, to just provide something?
No, it was when we were with it as well. We had 16 entries in the second. We had more time in front half all game, I think 53%. So, the wind, we missed four. We had some sixes in the first quarter. I was really pleased, probably with our first 20 minutes. I think we had four shots, you know, three of them from 20 metres out. So we could have put scoreboard pressure on. The second quarter, they just rebounded out of our forward 50 really easily, which is unlike us. And then I probably... overcorrected at half time, just wanted us to control the ball a little bit more, and we went back into our shells, so which really played into their hands. And then third quarter, we set up to keep them accountable and move the ball really to a contest more rapidly, and I think we had 10 shots or something, so positive.
I know you don't want to get into it too deeply, but I mean, on your dashboard there with your red and green lights, the red light would have been going off of the free kicks for and against.
Yeah, it certainly was. I don't have that as a highlight, but I was aware of it. Look, probably the biggest frustration is the swing after half time. So I think it was 10:25 at half time, and I'm not sure what was said at half time, but we know that the umpires advise. I think Hayden Kennedy might have been down there. I know they speak to him and they advise, and then it shifted to 4-6. So philosophically, the two teams didn't play any differently, but interpretations must have changed. So, the 4-6 in the second half. So, what is it? 10:35 in the first half and 10 in the second half.
31.
So that's probably talks for the whole year of, you know, the shifts that have been trying to make as coaches and players. It's hard to keep up with the shifts over the season of interpretations and spirit of the game, let alone within game. So, and look, we just seem to be coming out on the rough end of the stick a fair bit, but we'll do an investigation. We've got to take some responsibility, but I suppose we're trying to work our ways through the maze that's been created, but it is what it is.
Well, it ended 31-14 against you. Now, how are McFarlane and Fife?
Yeah, Fife's no worries.
Good.
McFarlane's had a positive scan in a negative sense.
So, well, how bad?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a cut. Look, I just got back from Melbourne today.
Yeah.
So I get just the emails through. There was a positive scan. We'll talk more about it. But it's not ideal, obviously. But, you know, it's nothing dramatic either. I think we're hoping for a clear scan. But, hey, he'll just need to do the work and get going and build some confidence in his body. So we're not overly fussed. I mean, he's disappointing because I personally... Luke's been enormous for me and the club. But we've certainly got Silvani there. We've got Alex Pierce. So you know, it's disappointing, but at the end of the day, another one steps up. We're no excuse footy club.
Ross, look, I watched him intently again on the weekend. Hayden Ballantyne, is he 100% right? I mean, I know he had a bit of trouble with the just above the knee with a corky, but is he stiffened the
No, he went back? In 100%. He tightened up through his back.
Back, yeah.
He went in 100%. Like, he trained all week. I think he had three shots. Well, it was a very difficult day, and the fact some other forwards probably, that they affect each other. So if you collapse into congestion, and we were just outnumbered. Sometimes we set up to be outnumbered, but not to that level. So it was really costly, and it really affected Hayden. So really, once we got our structure right, particularly in the last quarter, those smalls come to life, Crozier, Ballantyne and Duffy, you know, like Duffy and Crozier kicked five goals between them. If Hayden's kicked one, he missed a third, they could have had seven goals between them.
How do you manage that this week? Because you've got Duffy kicked a couple, you've got Crozier kicked three, Hayden's a walk-up start, and you've got Walters back in the picture.
Yeah, well, there's some blokes under pressure, isn't there? So some people who didn't perform would be, you know, a bit uncomfortable this week. But we'll have to analyse who that was specifically. You know, I don't know at this point, but... You know, does Michael get in? Does he need another week in the waffle? You know, Duffy's got to stay and Crosby's got to stay. It's pretty simple for mine.
Now, do you have to get Ryan Crowley dirty before games, or the crowd gets him dirty enough?
Why is that?
Well, just you must love him, because the way that he does his job and just focuses in on his job and pesters the hell out of his opponent, which is what he is meant to do to try and quell their influence, has been enormous.
I really respect him. He certainly goes about it in the right manner. I don't see him. He's just got fierce concentration, and they can't outrun him. And he's a big body and can't move him. So he gets targeted a bit. He receives more than he dishes out. So I'd like to see him get more protection, obviously. But
well,
he
got smashed against Carlton. You know, they were picking him off every time they could. I think it was about 100 clashes or something was the actual number of times they ran into it.
100
times throughout the course of the game.
Because he did a pretty good job. He might have to do it to 200.
Ross, we know about McFarlane. What about the second tall forward? Can you find one to try and stretch Hawthorn a little bit this week? They've got no Gunston.
No doubt. Look, Tabernacle's been... We're stuck with our smaller structure, but maybe that's been a blue. So, Tabernacle's been fantastic. We're thrilled with his progress. He really is almost playing the top end of the waffle competition, and he's a second year player, so he's got an enormous future. And you know, he's picking himself, and we'll have to find room for him. So yeah, he's coming. Is it this week? I'm not sure, but he's certainly got a big future at our club, and we really came to grow at him. So and you watch Geelong. You know, it was really where's the big bloke McIntosh with a bit of blicker. So well, maybe it's a luxury. Carrying two ruckmen, I'm not sure, you know.
Because we anticipate that perhaps Roughhead does miss, Gunston's going to miss, so Lake's due back. I would imagine it would be all dependent on how you line up forward, how many tools they bring into the game.
Yeah, I don't think Hawthorn will worry about us too much. I think they'll just pick to what they want, and they're a small mobile team anyway. They're not super, particularly down back. They're, you know, a team of runners, really, but it's whether they think Lake's ready, I suppose. He's really important to them. So, and the front after they replace it, they've got some tools to bring in. Obviously, it's not Gunston or Rufford, but, they've got young Grimley's been developing there, and, you know, they've got their tools, McAvoy, and I don't think, you know, there's Hale. So we'll have a look. But I'm really keen to get to our review and improve our footy before I worry about Hawthorn, because if we don't fix the things that occurred on the weekend, I think if we fix them, we can be a very, very good team. Still and improve from where we are, but if we don't fix them, it doesn't matter what we know about the opposition. So they identified what went wrong, really easy to fix, and if we do them and we compete like we did on the weekend, we'll be a very good team.
Can Morabito become a forward like Darling? I mean, he's similar size, he's obviously got a lot of footy back now from the course of this season. Is he one that potentially could play there longer term?
Oh, look, I think he can play anywhere, mid, forward. Well, he's a wonderful size and shape and power. I'd like to put on the record, it's been freakish what Anthony's done. Well, you know, four reconstructions. Well, it was 4 years, like four, you know, it was 1,200-odd days that he didn't play a game of football. So for Rico. So what he's done, the level of form he's found in 14 games of waffling a couple of, it's freakish. So we really rate him, respect him, and love him at our club. So we know he'll hopefully get another opportunity this year. And then, but a full summer, it's really exciting for Anthony and us. So he, if he gets a full summer, he can play anywhere. So I think officially put on, it's freakish what he's done. He's really overachieved. Not many people want to hear that. But 4 years off, ahead of the game is frightening. And how he's come back to form and won the footy and waffle, it's been fantastic. So, yeah, he's got a massive future with us.
And, Ross, just finally, I know he's an experienced player. Do you have to have a word to Mundy? Did you, in any sort of consolation sort of way?
I said after the game, I said, mate, don't even think twice about it. So probably the only thing is for him, I reckon he marked it at 45. And he trusted that the umpires and his opponent were going to stand. I reckon they cribbed 2 metres. So I reckon they stood the mark at 48. And he's kicked from 50 and a half, but I reckon he took it at 45, 46 metres. So, you know, all that attention to detail, you know, at the end of the game, mark your spot. Don't turn your back on it. Stand your ground and mark your spot. Like, it wasn't him. There was plenty of opportunities pre there. But, you know, our will to win, our willpower, our desire is clearly at a high level still. And we'll take that forward into Hawthorn and the ensuing games.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Tom.